This one's called The Ice Cream Wars. I didn't know what this title meant when I wrote the poem, but then about a year later, an ice cream truck blew up in lower Manhattan, and injuring many people, and no one ever found out exactly what happened, but there was speculation that it was a revival of the ice cream wars of the early 1960s, which was between rival ice cream distributing companies, which I had not known about when I wrote the poem. So just goes to show, if you wait long enough, your poem will come to mean something. Although I mean it and project the meaning as hard as I can into its brushed metal surface, it cannot, in this deteriorating climate, pick up where I leave off. It sees the Japanese text about two men making love on a foam rubber bed as among the most massive secretions of the human spirit. Its part is in the shade, beyond the iron spikes of the fence, mixing red with blue. As the day wears on, those who come to seem reasonable are shouted down. "Why, you old goat, look who's talking. Let's see you climb off that tower." The waterworks architecture, both stupid and grandly humorous at the same time, is a kind of mask for him, like a seal's face. Time and the weather don't always go hand in hand, as here. Sometimes one is slanted sideways, disappears for a while. Then later it's forget-me-not time, and rapturous clouds appear above the lawn, and the rose tells the old, old story, the pearl of the Orient, occluded and still apt to rise at times. A few black smudges on the outer boulevards, like squashed midges, and the truth becomes a hole, something one has always known, a heaviness in the trees, and no one can say where it comes from or how long it will stay, a randomness, a darkness of one's own.